And then we get into the last game of the year, Fan Appreciation Night, doing something a little extra special this year. That's always the biggest crowd of the regular season. We expect the same thing Saturday night against Prince Albert. But we'll be unveiling a brand new Legends Wall. And we haven't really announced this just yet. So a Blades Hall of Fame, and there will be a full wall display here at Sastel Center on the main concourse. You know, a 60-plus-year-old franchise. We have a lot of people in this organization, players, coaches, staff, that have been, you know, made major contributions. You know, someone like yourself, obviously, as well, Les. But, yeah, you know, we have a lot of names currently in the rafters. And when we retired Frank Bantam a few years ago, we had a lot of people reaching out, you know, making suggestions of other people that were worthy of that. And we, I mean, there's only so many numbers.
That's
so
right.
We've had a lot of discussion about this, and we're going to create the Hall of Fame. Have probably 2 to 3 inductees every year. We got 2 confirmed for this year. Two big names, Kelly Chase and Mark Watton.
Ooh, so nice.
That official announcement will come next week. So this is a little bit of a...
A scoop. You scooped yourself.
An embargo release. But yeah, and I know Kelly's going through a lot right now, but when we reached out and I talked to him personally, and really excited and honored to come back, and you know, he said he wouldn't miss it for the world, and thankfully it worked out well with the Blues schedule because he's doing some stuff with them.
Yes.
And then Mark Watton, you know, captain and a really beloved player in this franchise. And he said, oh, come on, there's got to be other players that are worthy. But that's where, you know, there's so many people worthy. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to have an alumni banquet in the 016 Lounge pregame, honor those guys, have them out on the ice. And everybody that's currently in the banners, builders and players alike, in the rafters will automatically be on that wall,
right.
And then we'll make those additions. So it's something, a tradition that we're going to create every year. So really looking forward to that, getting some of the alumni back and having those conversations and acknowledging, you know, the rich history of this club.
Well, that's fantastic. I love that announcement. Look forward to that. That's the last game of the season, last regular home game of the season, Saturday, March 21st against Prince Albert.